special weebs, geeks, and nerds out there, and welcome to Fandom Tangents. I'm your host, Michelle, and today I'm joined again with my co-host, Sarah and Jamie.
Hello!
Hi.
So, hey there.
TikTok has gotten very popular this year. And at the time of recording, it's still 2020. I don't know if we're going to release this in 2021 or not. But like, Happy New Year. Yay. Hopefully this year is better.
Hopefully it's better. Yeah.
But I'm sure we're also going to be super obsessed with TikTok. And TikTok has a lot of fandoms.
Yee.
Ain't that crazy? Or sides, if you call it, as the people on TikTok call it.
Yeah, I follow TikTok. It's with two C's.
We'll get into it. but yeah, they have that. They have like the frog side of TikTok. They have straight
witch
TikTok.
Talk.
Oh my god, bread talk.
Bread talk.
Oh my gay TikTok. Talk. What is bread? Oh yeah, they just make bread.
Hannah,
that one's so
Hannah bread
like, cathartic.
Talk is the
it's
best
great.
To watch, and she keeps eye contact with you the whole time she's messing
Ooh,
with the bread.
I don't
and
know if I like that.
Well, oh my god, wait, let me finish.
She's great. Okay,
then we'll
sorry.
Get into it.
Sorry, go
no,
ahead.
No, you're cool. We've got two more sentences. but for those who don't know what TikTok is, we're already getting into it. But TikTok is a social media app that is basically just a bunch of like 15 to like 1 minute videos. And it's a lot of fun. And for those who remember Vine, RIP,
RIP,
it's a lot like Vine.
Too soon.
Yeah. It'll always be too soon for Vine.
It's been 7 years, but yes,
God.
Too soon.
Oh my God, 7 years?
Yeah.
No, it has not been seven.
2013 is when it got
oh my God,
canned,
did
right?
It really?
Are you serious?
No.
We've been friends for 7 years?
Yes.
No, there's no way, because I was 25 when I was on it.
I doubt
that. I was 19.
I got on it at the end of LA, and that was like 2014.
You might have been like 24 or 25, because I was 19. And you said you're 5 years older than me, right?
Yeah, I think it had. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's only been dead for about 4 years.
No,
wow, guys,
it's been
we've
dead
known
much longer.
We've known
than
each
that.
Other for like 7 years though, yeah, and I'm still
on.
Tripping on it.
I'm googling this. This is tangents, not facts. So I'm gonna.
This is fandom
facts. This is the part in the show where we Google everything.
Yeah.
When did Vine die?
Vine's death date. Here,
oh,
I found
so
it.
Sad.
2017.
Oh no, 2016.
Oh, 2016,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, okay. But in 2017 is when it was renamed Vine Camera, which they tried to, like, revamp it, but people
yeah,
are like, hell
yeah.
No. Yeah, but 2016.
Oh,
I told
that.
You.
Oh, see, I told you.
I told you.
Yeah, it's only been 3 years. It feels like 5 years, you know? 2020's been bringing me down.
Fudge, man. I miss Vine so much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I constantly will just randomly say Vines all the time, and my husband's like, whoa, I don't understand.
I miss it so much that I go on to YouTube and watch the Vine compilations.
I've seen all the compilations.
Oh, me too, and it's so sad because I just want
them.
More.
And my mom sits there and watches them with me, and she just laughs because, like, sometimes it's the falling ones, and she just
yes.
can't.
I do want to make an episode about Vine at some point.
Okay.
Oh, it's not this
no,
one.
It's not this one's apparently TikTok.
No, we're talking about TikTok because TikTok's just freaking, like, it was pretty popular before quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, I feel like it
oh,
got
it skyrocketed.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Everyone got on it.
My dad has a TikTok. I'm very
oh,
I'm
no.
Okay, but why? The thing is, thank God he only just watches TikTok. He doesn't make videos because
yeah.
I would be horrified.
Oh my God, can you
my
imagine?
Brother made one, and my brother made the most cringe video I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm really
and
excited.
He's like trying to thirst trap,
oh,
but
no.
He's,
oh, no.
He's not and maybe it's just because he's my brother maybe. And I'm, you know, biased, but he is not thirst trap worthy. I don't know what you would say.
I didn't even know you had a brother until just now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's 4 years older than me.
Yeah, oh, wait. No, I knew that.
Yeah.
You sure?
I forgot.
What's his name, Michelle?
I don't know.
I'm just here
for Jamie.
Okay. That's,
that's all that matters.
Sarah.
Thank you.
I love you, Sarah.
No, Jamie's more important. I get it. He has more views on TikTok and more
oh,
followers.
Oh, yeah.
So
explain to us how you're, like, TikTok famous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I should advertise this as, like, with famous TikToker.
Exactly.
Yeah, I make just a bunch of craft videos or random videos, just whatever. And One day I was out with my metal detector in my yard because there's a bunch of roofing nails and they never picked any of them up. And I was so afraid they'd go on my dog's foot. So I was trying to get all the nails and the metal shards that was left behind because they just like used my backyard as like a trash heap, basically. And I recorded it because we found like this big box in this hole. It was like 2 feet down. Yep. And I'm digging and I'm breathing heavy because I'm digging and people are making fun of me. They're like, you're the CEO of heavy breathing.
On your TikTok, like, on his comments, it's like, that heavy breathe though.
I was like, you try digging a hole and breathing normally. Like, I was doing things. I'm being active. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there trying to just figure out what this thing is. And it's just a bucket full of glass, mm-hmm. basically. Like, when they were doing construction, they didn't want to throw it away, so they just buried it.
Wow.
And it got, like, 5 million views.
I'm a sucker for videos like that.
And I got, like, 50,000 subscribers from it.
Wow.
Or followers. It's not YouTube, sorry. And it's just a bunch of, like, 12-year-olds and people that just comment first on my videos now. So it's like not like I earned them. I just made a video that went crazy.
That's so cool. And that probably helped like your business too, huh?
Cause well, now the second viral video I made was me talking about how the company I used to work for wasn't supportive of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm.
And that bothered me a lot because, I mean, if you don't want to support the organization, that's one thing, but the movement is equality.
Yeah.
And they didn't. The owner didn't, you know, recognize that and wasn't for it, which rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah. We actually got like a big fight over it. And I was like, I'm not working for this company anymore.
Good for you. Oh, my God. Yeah. Good for you. So I'm proud of you.
So then you promoted your Etsy, right? And then people were like,
I made a video saying, like I was like, I really want to quit, but I don't have, you know, this is my main source of money, but I'm miserable. I'm starting a business. If you'd like to buy something, you know, that'd be really cool, but you know, no pressure. And that blew up and that really helped me out a lot. Actually, I was able to quit and start my own business. So.
That's so amazing. TikTok is changing lives.
That part I didn't know that you actually quit and that you.
Yeah, I'm done. Yay. I'm out. I've been done since the first day of October.
Nice. And so you've been mainly doing the exactly Etsy shop?
Yeah, they I got a lot of money, like, well, they like sold me out. They bought everything and I was able to make enough to where I could quit and still work on this and support myself.
Yay.
I still have a lot of way to go cuz I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I don't have to work for a place that makes you miserable.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's amazing that you just
thank you TikTok.
TikTok
helped me out a lot. I was definitely able to get a good cushion from that, and that was cool.
I used to be so against TikTok. Like, I hated TikTok back when it was Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just nothing but untalented people who just lip sync really badly and actually can't sing in real life. And people are just giving their attention to these creators who aren't really creating anything, and I just hated it. And then now I'm on TikTok and I love it. And like, I'm like, oh my God, like, I want to lip sync.
I tried it before, like, after Vine.
It's still kind of cringy. It's still kind of cringy.
Yeah.
It depends.
Oh, you got to get on the right side. Yeah. You got to get that algorithm to really know you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So speaking of sides, like, what side of TikTok are you guys on?
Oh,
I'm all over gay TikTok.
Like, my videos?
I'm on TikTok.
Or
no, your For You page. Your For You page.
I get a lot of things. I get Brandy a lot, our mutual friend from Vine. I get Brandy, Tattoo like B. she pops up a lot, and she's just body positivity, you know, love yourself.
Nice.
And so I get a lot of those. I've gotten a lot of therapists. I think I have a problem, guys.
Don't we all though?
I have a therapist. And then
I've gotten one that keeps popping up recently, some lady.
And then it's just been really interesting because it does like follow my life. Like one was like, are you dealing with a narcissist? And I was like, am I? I don't know.
Tell me.
My life is like a mess. Bread Talk came up, which I was talking about, like people make bread and it just looks
Ooh, I
great.
Love that.
It looks great. Selena Spooky Boo comes up and
she, I do not like her.
I don't know who that is.
She's a
she bothers me.
I was gonna say a YouTuber, but now a YouTuber, but she's a biner.
I'm sure she's a great person, but her content is just over the top. Like you can tell, like
it gets weird.
She's like, yeah, I'm authentic. I'm 100% me. It's like you are forcing this, and it is obvious, and it bothers me.
What is she talking about?
She's just like cosplay. weird stuff. She's just weird on purpose.
Yeah, she did this one where it was like her first time at a car wash, and she was acting like a dog. Yeah. But it's supposed to be her genuine reaction of being at a first car wash, and I'm like, that's not you're not funny.
Oh, that sounds cringe.
Yeah, she would stick her head out, and she's like, "Ooh, cotton candy," and like you know, she's playing it up for the video.
Those people in high school.
She's pandering to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, she's very much pandering to 12-year-olds. She made,
and I mean, whatever works.
Yeah,
true.
She's able to be a full time creator, so good for her.
I mean, I'm part of the GFC.
I don't know what that is.
It's Get Fucked.
Ooh. Whoa, Wait, hold up, though. What is...
wow. So, basically... Okay, so hang on. I'm going to have to cut that. Oh. That's a harsh word.
GFC. Sorry.
So, Sarah said the C word as in a see you next Tuesday. So, Sarah is on the Get F word, see you next Tuesday side of TikTok. Yes. What the hell is that?
It's basically he doesn't put up with anybody's BS.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a person.
Just like he works in some kind of business that he has to go out and do service for technology, and he deals with Karens. So his story times are about Karens.
Those give me anxiety.
Oh.
And he started this whole thing, hashtag GFC, and he's blunt, and I'm like, I'm not that person.
Who is he?
But
who is it?
His name's Jake Barr.
Is he like a big personality? Does he have like millions or whatever?
I don't know if he has millions. He probably has like 500,000, maybe 100.
Oh, okay.
100 or 200K.
Well, I'm on Cottagecore TikTok, which is probably the most wholesome place of TikTok, I would say.
What's Cottagecore?
So Cottagecore is just like the aesthetic of living in a cottage and having little like fairy friends and mushrooms, and they'd like make videos of them making their own bread and then putting it in a basket and taking it out, and then they have like a little hobbit outfit on and then they like go on a little walk in the woods, and like that's where I'm at in TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
I really like TikTok, but I'm also on bisexual pirate TikTok somehow. I don't know how I got there.
Wait. Pirate.
Yeah, so like
Jamie's like, I'm down.
Well, like it's mostly just women.
Oh.
And they're pirates?
They're pirates, yeah. And they dress like,
cosplay?
Oh yeah, cosplay.
Oh yeah, I'm on cosplay TikTok.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on cosplay TikTok too.
Yeah, I love cosplay TikTok.
Yeah, Tony, our mutual friend, Downbeat Bear, he's actually earned all of his 70,000 followers and plus doing cosplay. He's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
He does Beast. It's pretty good.
He does a lot of them.
There's so many good cosplays on TikTok. It's absolutely unreal.
Oh, yeah. It is crazy the amount of cosplay and they just spot on. My favorite is when like people of color do it.
Uh-huh.
And they're just so fucking... they're just so really good at it.
Girl, you can say the F word. We've said so many worse things so far.
I'm sorry. That was mean.
But
they do so good, and they just... hype it up and are so awesome, but then people are tearing them down because that character wasn't like black, and it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, like who cares?
I saw
they're having fun and they're doing it well. Who gives a shite?
Yeah. Right. I saw a little girl named Anarchy, and she did that. She did every single Disney princess. But I love that.
Mix it up.
And
I love the gender bent ones too.
I've seen some good like Sailor Moon ones. Oh my god, those are
the dudes
pretty.
With short shorts. Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok can take you places. Like, I don't know how it knows, but it knows I'm a cast member. It's really weird.
That's weird.
Probably because you start liking other videos about Disney.
Wait, do you want to talk about how you work for Disney in the podcast?
Oh my god, do I work for Disneyland?
No.
Do you?
I do, but I don't speak for the brand or company.
Well,
as Youth Pastor Ryan says, yeah, so that was the thing. He popped up and he has millions of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, cool. Maybe I'll see him and I'll follow him. He has some good content. And then that happened. And then a girl named Lizzie popped up and I was like, okay, now it's knowing. Like, it's knowing that I'm, you are a cast member. Here are other cast members. Please watch. Which is fine. That's the
thing. If you like one thing, then it just puts you in that algorithm for that stuff. Yeah. And you get it over and over
again. I'm starting to get things that my boyfriend likes because I'll send things that remind me of him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's on train TikTok.
Oh, my God.
And so now I'm getting things about train, like, actual trains. Because he likes trains. Okay.
He used to run the, or help like run the Disneyland train.
Yeah, he used to be a conductor on the Disneyland train. And then also just like a big thing in his family too. But now I'm like on train TikTok and I'm like, why am I here?
What did I do to deserve that?
Oh yeah, and I also, no, I'm not really on, I'm on Hamilton TikTok. Which I know Jamie hasn't seen or listened to Hamilton.
I've seen it. I just
don't get it.
It's
I couldn't get into it as much.
I get it.
I need to watch it again. I need to actually. I want to see it in person. I didn't like.
Oh, just I want to see it in person. Super bad.
It's really good in person.
Maybe you need to see it with people too.
Yes.
Yeah. Come to my house and we'll have a sing along and it will be great.
I love that.
Eliza and Peggy.
and Peggy.
Wow, Peggy has such a deep voice now. That's so great.
I love that for her.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
That'd be really cool, just like a musical with all drag queens. Well,
and that's what happened. Did you know? Let's segue into musical TikTok. But Ratatouille, the musical, started on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
And now people are doing Up the musical, like making their own songs for Up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's really sad. It made me cry.
I can't get behind that. It's too sad. Oh. Yeah. The movie's sad enough. I don't want another musical about it being sad.
When Ellie dies, it's like,
stop it.
They made a song for that. And I'm like, this is horrible.
Stop it.
Yes, it made me bawl. Sad. I'll send it to you.
No, don't send it to me.
I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm just kidding.
Send it to me, though. Okay. I want to see
it. Okay, I will.
Okay, but back to Ratatouille.
Yeah, so Ratatouille. Yeah. Oh my God. And my friend Matthew, he was like, why is Ratatouille musical a thing? And why did it start on TikTok? I said, I don't know.
It has no right to be this good. And it's created just by everyone.
Yeah.
And did you guys see that Disney even posted a reference to it?
No.
They did it twice. I can't remember this. Oh, I just saw the second one, but I can't remember what it is. But it was Pixar, and they put a picture of, like, Remy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put, the rat of all your dreams, or something like that, whatever the line is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they did it! And then Playbill, on their website, they put up a full, like, timeline of all of the TikToks and, like, they credited everybody on TikTok who, like, participated.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
It's so freaking good. Hey there, it's Michelle, your host, from the future, while editing. Really quick, about the Ratatouille musical. So at the time of recording, new information hadn't been out yet. So, okay, basically what I want to say is that Playbill is doing a live stream of the Ratatouille musical, and I'm freaking out over it. But yeah, they're doing a live stream of the freaking musical, and I'm freaking out. It hasn't come out yet. It comes out January 1st, which this podcast will not be released until like late January. I'm so sorry, everyone. But for everyone's like, oh my God, like, did you know? Like, yes, now I know. This was recorded like, I don't know, like December, early December, maybe November. I don't remember. Anyways, okay, yeah, back to the podcast. Sarah's going to talk about the guy who started the Ratatouille stuff on TikTok and how he did something. Okay, bye.
I think that guy was recently on James Corden, and they made...
Really?
Yeah, he made a Thanksgiving musical, and Patti LuPone was in it, and, oh my God.
That's so crazy.
Kristen Chenoweth was in it. Oh my God.
She would.
Oh my God, what's her name?
She sings
opera, and...
Barbra Streisand.
No, Barbra Streisand does not sing opera.
Idina Menzel.
Nah. But it was a whole bunch of like Broadway singers that were like helped out with this. And Patti LuPone was the drunk grandma. Hilarious. I'll send you guys the video. It's really good.
We'll put it in the description so everyone else can watch it.
Also, is anybody down to go see Prom the Musical on Netflix?
Sure.
James Corden about it.
On Netflix. You're like, are you down to go watch it on Netflix?
Yes, because there's group watch.
Oh, they find... No.
Yes.
They finally put it.
They have group watch
in Netflix.
I believe
you can do. They don't apps that do that like that.
They have a separate app for it.
Oh
yeah, that's the worst thing about Netflix.
Netflix lied to me. They have it on Hulu. Oh, we have group app.
They have it on Hulu. They have it on Prime, and they have it on Disney Plus, but not Netflix. Oh, isn't that the worst?
That is the worst, because I would really like to watch group stuff with you.
You just have to do it through another third-party thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, TikTok's been shaping a lot of things. I, for some reason, get on Chismosa, which is like gossip TikTok.
And are you on Chisme?
Yeah. And so... It's like my boyfriend's cheating on me, and then they do like five parts, and I'm like, I'm addicted. So,
I'm like, God, I can't do those. It's like life for a part two, I'm like, out, I'm out.
I don't like it, but I'll go to their page to see it.
Yes, I'm so sometimes. Dumb. Yeah,
I fall for it.
Mm-hmm. So one time I was watching this guy, and he had just recently moved into like an apartment, and he was like with his roommate or something, and on like the tops of the door frames there were like little things taped, and it was like, number one, go to this area in the house. And so after finding all of it, they found coordinates, and then so they went to the exact coordinates, which was like a Wendy's or something stupid. Mm-hmm. And it was like three parts, but I was invested. And then inside of it, there was a letter, and it said, OMG, you found this, da 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 da, here's $5, but somebody had already taken the $5. And the guy made an aftermath of it, and he was like, you know what? I think it was my maintenance guy that did it, and I'm kind of creeped out, because he came into the house and then put all of it there. It wasn't like the people who I bought it before left it. And so I was like, ooh, it's a little creepy.
It's a little creepy. But yeah, no, I found like a hidden door. Let's go investigate. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go investigate. I want to see what's behind that hidden door. And it's like old. Oh, like the girl that kind of looks like Marilyn Monroe. Have you seen her?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, she found an old, what is that thing that burns things?
Incinerator,
and it had a lot of Marilyn Monroe's old stuff, like magazines and
what?
Because she lives in her old house in Hollywood.
Okay.
And it's so weird because she says she's
her old house has an incinerator.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say that seems a little bit too.
Or like a, do you mean a fireplace?
Like the 30s? No, it's an incinerator.
Who just has an incinerator in their house?
I don't know.
Wait, like what is that for?
Just to burn things.
Burning
up.
Bodies?
Don't say that.
The morgues have them so that you can get cremated.
I don't know. Maybe it was just like a little fireplace.
Marilyn Monroe murders people. Maybe. That's the...
But she's like the Sweeney Todd of our time.
Jeez. Come get a haircut in the incinerator.
Oh my God.
But TikTok.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Been a big part of 2020 and like getting me through a lot of dark times, because there's a lot of fun and a lot of, you know.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
It's a good creative outlet, I think.
It actually helped with the election and everything, too. Like, get words out, and I think, you know, it brought a lot of young people together. You know, they make fun of the boomers and the millennials and the Gen Z. Yeah,
the boomers and Gen Z are like at war on that app for sure.
And and that's the thing. I have followed this guy. He does millennial, boomer, and Gen Z. And then now the generation after that, it's called Gen Alpha. Did you hear that already?
Oh. Yeah, I have heard that.
Oh, that sounds irritating.
But he does it because the millennial him was like just drinking all the time. Let's drink some wine. And the Gen Z person's like, you're drinking again. And he's like, hell yeah, you can't even drink. And then the boomer's like, says something ridiculous like my parents would. Sorry. And I actually, because my dad's on TikTok, so he said something dumb and I said, okay, boomer. And he looked at me, said, yeah, that's what you are. You're welcome.
I went there.
What's something you guys have learned from TikTok? Because there's a lot of, like, fun facts and just, like, things that you never, thought about.
Hank Green is the best to learn things.
I learned a lot of crafty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll see someone do it, and I'm like, well, I can do that my own way. And so then I'll make stuff that way. And then during the Black Lives Matter movement, I actually learned a lot about like the protests and the riots and all of that going on, like, all through TikTok, because you know the news wasn't really covering it as much as it should have, or this one was skewing that and this and that, and then you could get firsthand view and firsthand occurrences of what was going on, which was actually really.
It was the same thing with the indigenous people, you know, when Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have a lot of indigenous stuff on my.
Yeah, me too. When you know, Thanksgiving started coming up and all this stuff, and there's just so many people have their own preferences on what they'd like to be called or like stuff like that.
Yes.
And it's just very educational. Like it's weird to say that social media can be educational, especially when it's part of media and media is very skewed. So it's good to hear it, like you said, firsthand. From people.
Getting firsthand point of views from people.
And that's what, you know, you learn about people, and that's the good part of this, because you don't know everyone's situation just by looking at them. And then people that make videos, now you know who they are and what they stand for and stuff like that. And it's kind of great.
Oh, for sure. Like, I'm all about body positivity, finding yourself, all this. So, like, my TikTok is full of transgendered, full of... You know, I'm on TikTok. I got the big...
Oh, yeah. Back to TikTok. All the big...
All I do is gas them up. I'm like, you go, girl! Yeah. You know, I love that. I want you to be yourself.
I find that I compliment so many people on TikTok versus on YouTube. Because on YouTube...
Also, because everyone's so hateful on TikTok. Almost all the comments are just rude. So I try to, like, you know, be more positive to counterbalance that bullshit.
You know, the internet can be mean.
Children,
there's a lot of trolls. Yeah.
Did you say children?
Children can be mean.
Oh yeah.
They don't know crap about anything, and then they put their two cents in, and I'm going, you have no idea what you're talking about, child. And go back to your, you know, getting $20 from your parents and thinking that you have a job.
Have you seen those TikToks that are like, so I'm gonna talk to the older generation on TikTok, the millennials?
That were born in the late 90s, and I'm like, the older generation.
Like, excuse me.
Oh, did you see the guy that he's like, oh yeah, when you guys used to listen to NYSNC, NSYNC.
Oh my god! I just finally got that he was saying that. I kept seeing that, and I was like, what?
Oh my god, Chris Thompson, who was back when he was big in YouTube. He's now on TikTok and does like motivational speaking and stuff. He's a big NSYNC fan, and so he was like, "Oh hell no, this child is calling it NYSNC. No, it is called NSYNC, and it's the last letter of all the NSYNC members. N for Justin, Y for Joey, S for Chris, N for
Don't look at me.
You got this. I believe in you. You got this."
No, wait.
You've come so far.
It's C for in the end. I don't know. Anyway, it's the last one. Even know it.
I was super late to JC, like, the NSYNC and Backstreet Lance. Boys.
I don't know that. I'm the worst gay man. I don't know NSYNC or any of those.
So, like, I didn't discover, like, real music until sixth grade because all I thought was the Beatles. Like, that's all I listened to is, like, straight up. And then, like,
yeah, I didn't
Disney
listen
until
I got
too.
My car.
But I didn't know there was, like, other bands.
Other than the Beatles, for sure.
So do you guys like TikTok better than YouTube?
At this point, yes. I think so, because I'm on it more. But I do use YouTube. I have taught myself. I'm a DIY till you die. I will not pay someone to do anything if I can do it myself, because I am cheap. And I will go on YouTube and figure it out.
Be on a budget.
I call it YouTube Academy. And I just teach myself through that.
Smart.
And so, I mean, I use that for educational purposes. And then entertainment is TikTok. So I guess at this point,
A lot of the YouTubers that I follow, that I used to follow, just don't post anything anymore.
I just don't.
Or if they do, then they're just like super, like they're not the same person when I was following them, or like they just have a lot of ads now, they which is fine. They don't have motivation anymore,
I don't think.
Yeah, and they've also grown as a person and they just move on to like other things, yeah. And I'm just not interested in those things anymore.
Yeah.
The only ones I care about are Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart, and I listen to their podcast instead. That's
surprisingly, it. Surprisingly, for some reason, I am subscribed to them, and none of their videos pop up.
Same.
I just don't watch their videos. I don't. I just stopped watching YouTube videos because, I don't know.
The only person I really followed was Jenna Marbles, and she left the internet, which is really sad to me.
Yeah, didn't
but
she
I
get canceled?
It.
Yeah, she got canceled.
She canceled herself first. Well, I think she kind of was getting canceled, and then she made a huge video, and
she was just, yeah, she just wanted it to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I don't know anything about her side.
Yeah, I was just watching her, and then she stopped posting, so I was like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, so TikTok has taken over my entertainment on the internet kind of thing.
Yeah.
TikTok,
it's like quick videos. Yeah. I mean, you're on it for 6 hours, but feels less because it's just a minute video, you know?
Yeah, I was timing something the other day, and I was like, oh, 5 minutes, you know, it'll be a while. And then all of a sudden it was like, ding, and I was like, oh, crap, I've been...
Yeah. I have to make Daniel delete it because he will get lost and do nothing but watch TikTok. And he just gets drag queens, like, doing weird nails.
Yeah.
And then he gets people doing like doll hair, and I'm like, "What are you watching?" Like,
I love the doll ones.
Yeah, he gets lost in the doll hair. I'm like, "Why are you watching someone doing doll hair or hair in general?" Like, it's cool. I don't know.
I like it when people like take off the factory paint on the dolls, and then they like put on like their new eyes, and they paint over it.
Oh,
so I could watch those for hours.
That's satisfying.
Yeah, it is satisfying. Also, slime. Slime is satisfying.
Nope, never got into slime.
Yeah, no. Maybe I'm just too old.
I think so too. For me, it's like I want to touch it. So it's not as satisfying because like I get irritated and I want to touch it myself. Mm-hmm. So I can only watch it for so long. But
what? Touch it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just pretty color shiny. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, the resin videos. They do the alcohol ink and it just does really cool like colors and
the resin videos.
I love that.
I love the resin videos, those are nice.
Or they make those tables with the river running through it. Those are super cool. Yeah.
That makes me want to make things because it looks super easy, right?
A lot of craft TikTok I want to do, and then I'm like, I'm not crafty. No,
oh my gosh, what is that
I've done
called?
Pretty good. I've done some stuff, but not with a big scale shit.
Pin needle? I don't know, ask Jamie, show him.
Oh my gosh,
what are you talking about?
So like there was this part on TikTok where you I can't reach it. Oh, I was going to show Jamie on the webcam. But it's, fuck, I don't know. Cross-stitching.
Oh, I've made some cross-stitches.
I know, I saw it on your website.
I bought all kinds of supplies to cross-stitch, and I only made one.
It's time-consuming,
actually,
but
no, I made two.
Cool.
I put one on my jacket because I had a hole in it, and then I put, like, little mountains around it and then fixed the whole moon.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and then I haven't done
anything
since.
I had a whole
since.
Pinterest board of vulgar cross-stitches because they make me giggle. Because it's so, like, ornate, and, like, it's, like, cursive, and it's, like, bitch, like, what was the one that, what was it? I made one, and I forgot what it said.
Bitch,
like,
I hope
you whore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bitch, I hope the fuck you do.
There's a
free
Shavaka
do.
Free Shavaka do.
Free Shavaka.
Ah, Vine.
Yeah, go back to it.
Bitch, I hope the fuck you do.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, have you heard the Vine remix song where they just like take all the popular ones and turn it into one song?
Oh, no. That sounds great.
It's really good.
Can I play it or is that like copy? No, it's not
probably
copyrighted.
Probably shouldn't play it.
Uh-oh. What'd you say? I lost you.
Oh, I said it's probably be copyrighted, so we probably shouldn't play it.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. did you guys get on Bite at all?
No.
It was supposed to
be
the new Vine.
I did for like 2 days.
You did it for 2 days?
Yeah, I did it. Real quick, I tried, and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I was on it for a second. And I was like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
And then it was just a bunch of people just being like, we don't want you if you're from TikTok.
Right. Or it was just people posting their TikToks. So,
what's the point?
Then people were like, don't post your TikToks. This isn't TikTok.
That was it.
And then I was like, I might as well just go to TikTok then.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't, there just wasn't an audience, really.
Yeah. And what sucks is some of the TikTokers do that on Instagram. they'll
Well, now Instagram's got like a
TikTok, the reels.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Daniel deleted TikTok, then he's on reels all the time. And I'm like, you just traded one for the other, homie.
Yep.
Do you guys have a favorite TikTok sound?
Probably the Vine song.
The Vine song.
The songs that became really popular. Like, I follow artists that I didn't even know existed. Like this one girl named Mothica. She's really good, and she has the song Vices, and that became really big on TikTok. And then the Overwhelmed. I feel so overwhelmed so easily.
Yeah, oh, like that one gives me anxiety. Like, it sounds really pretty, but like every time I hear it, I'm just like, I can feel it coming on.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I also really like, oh my God, what was that one girl? She's like, oh my gosh, hey, you're here. You're so pretty.
Oh, yeah,
Rosa.
I love that sound so much.
Oh my God, you're here. You're so pretty.
And then the eyelashes that are on upside down. Oh my God.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen the original video, but it's, I feel like every time I hear it, it's always a good video, whoever's doing it.
I like the, whenever they do the remixes with the Doja Cat, all the things I do, and then it's like the Star Wars thing. Yeah. What was it?
Oh, right.
All the things I do. I know everything I need to know about you.
Yes.
You do?
Oh, my God. I am on a Kylo Ren TikTok. Oh, my God.
Sexy Kylo Ren?
Oh, have you seen the sexy Kylo? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He just
spreads his legs, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's a little bit too more intense for me, because I don't know what to do about it. I love Kylo Ren TikTok. I'm a Kylo Ren stan for sure. I'm trash, you guys. Fandom trash.
No tangents.
Welcome
no more.
To fandom trash.
Oh, and there's this one guy on Kylo Ren TikTok that legit looks like Adam Driver.
Oh.
I can't remember his name for the life of me.
I think I've seen him, yeah.
But he makes fun of how he kind of just got famous for looking like him. Mm-hmm. But he had like a Ben Solo.
Just like that cat.
A Ben Solo cosplay, and then he had not Adam Driver. He had a Kylo Ren cosplay, and it's just like fucking beautiful. Ugh.
Chef's kisses.
10 out of 10.
Would recommend.
Well, not for everyone.
Oh.
I feel like Kylo Ren didn't get on TikTok. Oh, yeah. And then Twilight TikTok.
Oh, my God. That's a big thing now.
I've
never been on that side.
Oh, my gosh. It's a time. There's
the only Twilight one I've gotten was the people that live there now have cardboard cutouts of Bella and Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
They did like a remake. And I was like, why am I getting this?
Oh, I saw that too.
No, there's this one girl that like plays all the characters, but like she's like, Edward can read your mind. And they're like, what? Edward can read our mind. That means he heard everything I said. Like, she just goes off and does her own thing. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And my 16-year-old self's just like, oh my God, what's happening?
There's another girl that does
or like
Bella.
20-something-year-olds.
And she plays Bella, but she does it as if Bella was like a normal fucking teenager. and she's like, Edward, what are you doing? And she has like an Irish British maybe accent. Yeah. I can't really tell. There's a lot of dialects. And it's just fucking great. Oh, also there's Snape TikTok.
No.
Interesting.
I'm not on any of the good ones, I guess.
And it's like usually just like they're super cringe, but I can't not watch them.
Ah.
And I'm not a big Snape stan, and I don't find him attractive. Because a lot of people do in
Rest
Snape
in peace,
TikTok.
And
so they take clips from the movie of, like, Snape just, like, moving around or, like, looking at them. And then without any words, they'll just, like, mouth it. And then they'll have the captions. And they'll be like, oh, my God. Like, I'm here.
Oh my God.
They don't have to know or whatever. Oh. Like, it's, like, definitely, like, they're trying to be, like, sexy
you
for Snape.
Are on
and they're
some
students.
Weird shit.
I'm on
I don't know why
on
I'm
on Harry
there.
Potter TikTok, which there's this girl that pretends she's a Hufflepuff, and then you can, like, duet and be her
Slytherin
friend.
Oh, that's cute. I've seen those.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to get on Harry Potter TikTok, Jamie. Yeah,
dude. I'm not on any fandom ones. I'm on like body positivity and loving yourself TikTok and witch TikTok.
Oh, witch talk.
I love witch talk. Okay, cool.
Oh, witch talk, thick talk. God, there's a few witch others talk like is craft beautiful. Talk. Witch talk is great. It's just people toxic, that are like though. Good times it and good vibes.
It can get very toxic because there's just like a lot of thing that can go into
witch
it.
Talk and get toxic.
Yeah, it just depends on the witches. Actually,
I've only had the positive well, witches.
Good.
I don't know.
That's good. Yeah, there's some people who like feel like you have to do things this way, and you like really don't.
I just instantly go past it or hit not interested when they're dicks.
But I like the candles and like all that
crystals. Yeah,
and the crystals. Oh my god, super.
Yeah, pretty. There's one guy I follow that does resin and witch stuff. So he'll make like charms and like ooh, put in like me. Spell stuff, and it's really
cool. I love that.
Cool.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah, he'll make like charms and do like lavender and like sage and like stuff inside of it, and then like sell them as like a protection charm,
oh
which
God,
I thought
I
was kind of
that.
Neat.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I was also on Nun Talk for a second, and they're fun.
Nun.
Yeah, nuns. Like Christianity, like nuns.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
The only reason
I did follow like a pastor that was like she always wore a rainbow whatever that's called
habit
that. Thing that's supposed to be white, but they wear it. What's it called?
I don't know.
A habit?
I don't know. Is it a nun?
I don't know. She had like a rainbow thing on and was like all about being, she's not gay, but she was like, hey, you know, I love the gays. And it was like, oh, religion's nice to me.
Yeah,
with this lady.
The Pope says he loves the gays, so that's good.
No, the Pope said he accepts civil unions. It's a step. It's a step in the right direction, but
I don't pay attention to the Pope. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
No, it's a big thing, though. It was a very big thing.
And then he accidentally liked a picture of a supermodel. No, he got hacked Instagram.
I was going to say, oop.
And everyone's like, why did he like a picture of a woman in a bikini? And everyone was
he
like,
he can look. Up in, he just can't touch.
Everyone's up in arms about it. And it's like, he probably got hacked, guys.
I mean, is he like not
also,
allowed
he's
to
not
date
in,
people?
Also, no. Oh. He's also
no.
not in charge of his own
Has to be
Instagram.
Celibate.
Come yeah, on. I can't imagine the Pope being on Instagram. Just like, what's up, fam?
But I think his like,
I'm on Insta.
Well, I can't imagine the president being on Twitter. But
oh
yeah.
Well, this might get released in 2021. So I mean,
he's not president no more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully Biden doesn't have a Twitter because it just gets you in trouble, man. Yeah. Stay off of it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. He'll really be like on Twitter as much as our current president. But anyways,
hopefully.
Back to TikTok.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. It's happening. And, you know. But yeah, TikTok. Yeah. Oh, I also recently got on potato TikTok. And it's just people talking about how much they love potatoes. And I love that.
You love potatoes?
Oh, I love potatoes. I don't like mashed potatoes. Because that's just, like, a texture thing for me. I can't deal with it.
Oh, you gotta get put butter and cream cheese in it. And then it makes it nice and creamy. Like,
it
but it's still kind of thick
cream?
In a way.
See, the creamy part is
the
what
you don't like.
I don't like it.
But no, like, it's smooth. Not necessarily creamy. It's thick but smooth.
It needs to have more texture. Like, it has to have, like, a little bit of chunks and, like, bacon
leave
in
the
it.
Skins in it. I always leave the skin on it.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to end it here.
Okay.
Unless you guys have a last thing you want to say about TikTok.
I mean, we can link our TikToks as we promote ourselves.
Yeah, we can. Phantom Tanner doesn't have a TikTok, but I have a personal TikTok where everyone can follow me and look at my cat. Because that's mostly what it is TikToks of my cat and some other aesthetic things.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead and promote whatever you want to promote. What do you want to plug in?
I just, I have my TikTok. I'm exactly EXACTLEIGH. And I just make stuff and do dumb stuff. And
cute.
That's it.
Yeah. I have one as well. It's my name, Sarah Raymann. SARAREYMANN. All together in one. You can also follow me on Instagram, which is SarahRay17.
You should also follow me on TikTok, @PullFor56. And you should also follow me @PhantomTangents on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And subscribe to this podcast.
wherever you listen to podcasts, so you don't miss our next week's episode, or maybe the week after that, depending on what kind of mood I'm in. No, who knows? But I'm Michelle, this is Sarah, and that's Jamie, and we'll see you next time. Bye! Bye.